And now, James Gravel.
In several previous presentations, we discussed the problem of evil, pain, and suffering. One of the oft-overlooked benefits of suffering is that it tempers the soul and helps prepare it for eternity. The Apostle Peter wrote, "Rejoice, even though for a little while you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may receive praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7. Just as the intense heat of fire purifies and strengthens precious metals, so life's trials in general, and sufferings for Christ in particular, purify and build strength unto the soul. Out of the fires of suffering, the human spirit can emerge as precious as gold and as strong as steel. But if a person is not a faithful Christian, his sufferings will have been in vain. Only Christians have life abundantly here and now, John 10:10, and the hope of eternal life in the hereafter, Titus 3:7. Thus, we must ask, what must a person do to become a Christian? Initially, a person must be willing to hear what God has to say. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Then he must believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." A person also must repent of past sins, which means that he is sorry for what he has done and will strive not to sin in the future. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." We also must confess that Jesus is the Christ. In Romans 10, verse 10, Paul wrote, "With the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Then a person must be baptized in water for the remission of his sins. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter told those Jews who had asked him what they needed to do to be saved, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Are you a Christian? If not, we urge you to become one today.